For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Southern California-based utility company SoCalGas is investing $1.3 million in hydrogen fuel cell projects. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The money will fund the development of four hydrogen fuel technology projects in California that the company says could provide emissions-free transportation for railways and at ports in the state. The projects include fuel cell marine vessels, hydrogen refueling stations at ports, and fuel cell locomotives. Matt Grigori is the technology development manager at SoCalGas.
Hydrogen is a zero-carbon fuel, and in these applications, we're using fuel cells, so there's no combustion that occurs. And so there's zero carbon emissions, which is important for addressing climate change and significantly reduces the local air quality impact. And so using hydrogen can significantly reduce not just the greenhouse gas emissions, but also improve the local air quality.
Grigori says hydrogen fuel cell technology could have implications beyond the transportation sector.
These projects are all transportation related, rail and marine demonstration projects. But fuel cell technology can also be used to provide backup power or on-site power, electricity to customers that's more reliable and more resilient and not subject to the intermittent nature of the grid.
That kind of power is especially needed in California, according to Grigori.
Every year, the fire season gets longer. Public safety power shutoffs get larger, broader. So there really is a need to provide better electricity reliability at the residential level. A lot of critical infrastructure, you know, hospitals, they tend to have some kind of backup power generation, but we don't see that as widely deployed at the residential level or in individual homes. So we're looking to develop technologies that can provide reliable electrical power even when the grid is shut off.
Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
Over 11% of San Bernardino County residents have now been vaccinated. That's according to a new portal launched by the county last week. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more on what the first round of data looks like.
Of those vaccinated, over 7% have received one dose and 3% are fully vaccinated with two doses. Patients aged 75 to 79 have the highest vaccination rate, followed by patients 80 and older. Race and ethnicity data show Asians have received the highest rate of vaccines, followed by Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders, whites, blacks, Hispanics or Latinos, and American Indians. The portal also provides a map of doses by city and provider. To visit the portal, go to sbcovid19.com and click on COVID-19 dashboard. It is best viewed on a desktop computer. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
California State Parks has announced plans for a massive recreational development on oil refinery property, although the company will not cease operations for another 2 years. The Sacramento Bee reports the proposal for the Phillips 66 Santa Maria Refinery near Arroyo Grande hinges on whether the park's agency buys or leases the property. The facility, producing an average of about 44,500 barrels of crude oil per day, has announced plans to close in 2023. General Motors Company has agreed to a $5.75 million settlement with California regarding false statements the company made to investors about problems with its ignition switches. The faulty ignition switches led to at least 124 fatalities and 274 injuries nationwide. The effect also resulted in the recall of more than 9 million vehicles in 2014 from the largest U.S. automaker. California's settlement came about because the state's largest pension system, the California Public Employees Retirement System, lost millions of dollars in GM stock. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.